Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, working with local farmers, ranchers, and producers to supply fresh organic foods all summer long, with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Okay, Nancy, you know me. You know I don't tweet. I'm not on Facebook. I don't do none of that stuff. And one of the main reasons is, similar to yogurt, I don't like the sound of the terminology that they use in all these social networking things. I hate the sound of tweeting, you know, and friend is a verb, you know, and all the rest of the like
right.
me, all that stuff. You know, I know it's irrational. It's just the way
I do
am,
like so. You, by the way, Stein, just in case you wanted to know.
I like you too, Nancy, but not in that way, by which I mean the internet way. Anyway, another place I've never looked is Yelp, because I just find that an incredibly annoying term. But last weekend, the lovely and talented and I happened upon a new restaurant in Tacoma that we liked very much. And I said, we got to tell Robin Lloyd about this. So next day at work, I couldn't remember the exact address of it. So I looked it up on the internet. And then there was Yelp review, you know, or something like that.
Right.
Fool that I was, I clicked on it. And right away, I'm reading these reviews and these guys are complaining. And I went there and I called in advance and I still had to wait 10 minutes and there weren't any chairs and stuff. And it reminded me of all those member reviews like on Netflix, the ones that are in all caps. You know, this was stupid. I didn't understand. Nothing happened. It was
okay, Stein, you have to stop a second, because if you're reading the reviews on Netflix but not reading the reviews on, say, restaurants, I mean, what does that say about you?
Yeah, I know. It says I'm crazy. And even Robin says, what, are you insane? Just don't read these things. I actually have a serious purpose behind all my complaining, which is in this day where everybody is an expert.
And a critic.
Is there any value, do you think, to reading stuff like on Yelp, and I know there's many other ones, or should we just stick with the pros?
I like to know what a professional thinks, always. But I like to know what my friends think. Because if these people on, I don't know who they are. I don't know if they're related to the restaurant, if they're their mother, their best friend, or just people who had a bad time. Because I don't care what the giant community thinks. But I've got to tell you, I can't even believe you're bringing this up. Because earlier this week, I got an email, as did all the women in my book club. It's 12 of us, women who really like to go out to eat. And it was from one of our friends who described a horrible, horrible lunch on Capitol Hill. The table was sticky and they asked the waiter to wipe the table down. He said, no, it won't make any difference. It won't help, he told them. So they were appalled. So like, you know, of course you should have gotten up and walked away, but instead they sat there and ate. They ordered a well-done burger and boy, did they get like a hockey puck. So she was complaining about this when one of the crowd suggested that it was time for her to go on to Yelp and, here, I'm going to read it to you, really let that place know the customer reviews really do make a difference. Well, I beg to differ. I think that when you have those kind of experiences, it is your job not to go yelping to the world, but to go to the manager and say, hey, I got a problem here. I got a dirty table. The waiter seems to think this is normal. And the food was lousy. And P.S., don't eat the food first and then say it's lousy. Take a couple bites and call somebody over. I mean, I feel very strongly about that.
Okay, here is my position. I feel that it is my job just to never come back.
Well, you sound an awful lot like my husband, because Mac famously will never go back to a restaurant that either he had bad service or a horrible meal.
And he won't complain to the manager either, will he?
No, I don't either.
Why should I put myself through that confrontation? I just don't come back.
Well, you know what? Because my feeling is if you're going to complain to 20 of your friends.
Oh, no, I don't do
that. You know
that
what? That's because you don't have 20 friends.
That's right. What do you do? Let us know at the comments section at the kplu.org Food for Thought, where I'm going to post the final garlic cam picture.
Can't wait.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick. I don't complain. Stein.